To illustrate the difference between the scarcity mindset and the abundance mindset, I'm going to give a few examples. Let's say I have a scarcity mindset. You get a bonus at work, and suddenly I'm very jealous. I feel like that is now less money than I could ever hope to receive. There was only a certain amount, and because you got some, that means I get less, if any. You are my friend, and you find a girlfriend. Now, instead of being happy for you, I feel like, oh great, now there's less women for me to choose from. How am I ever going to find a girlfriend when the amount of available women just shrunk? What else? Basically, anything where someone else receives something and I feel hurt or jealous or betrayed or like it's unfair, like it damages my ability to receive that thing. That's the scarcity mindset. Let's say I have the abundance mindset. I am happy for you that you received that bonus at work. I know if I work hard enough, I can get it too. I am happy for my friend who became a millionaire. I believe that everyone could become a millionaire if they work hard enough. There's no limit. I don't feel like you getting a girlfriend limits my ability to at all. There are so many, just so many people. There's absolutely no way that it could affect it. An abundance mindset brings so much happiness, brings so much peace, knowing that there's always more, knowing that if you make a sale in business, it doesn't mean there's less customers for me. There's always going to be enough for everyone. A scarcity mindset breeds so much jealousy, hatred, fear. It's a sad way to live. We are presented with so many chances every day to choose one or the other. Every time something happens, we're choosing one or the other, subconsciously or consciously. So if we choose to do it consciously, then we don't accidentally, subconsciously choose the wrong one.